in our studio today is Pastor Saeed Abedini's wife, Nagmeh. We're glad you're here, Nagmeh. And I'm going to get to you in just a moment. I want to get an update from you and how your family's doing. But first, folks, we've got teams at the UN right now. I mean, as we are on the air, and I'm glad our television audience is with us, we are at the UN on behalf of Pastor Saeed. And I'm going to get Jordan right now to give us an update. I know we don't have the final intervention. We do know this much, that in the reports from the Human Rights Rapporteur on Iran, Pastor Saeed case is in there, which was a huge victory in and of itself.
Well, there's two key dates, and this is one of them, March 5th. Today, as people are listening right now, we've got a team at the UN Human Rights Council, our European Center for Law and Justice, actually, who are experts in presenting this before the council, all 47 member states. Well, we're waiting for an update from them. We're also waiting March 11th, a very key report. I know you talked about it yesterday, from the Special Rapporteur on the Human Rights Situation in Iran. This is a UN-appointed individual whose only job and only position as an attorney is to talk about the human rights situation and report on it. We know that's also a key date, which means we've got more time to add names to this petition. We've got until March 11th now at the UN for a second opportunity.
Yeah, and by the way, some of you that are watching this on television are going to be seeing it after these dates. That will still be important for you to still engage, because there will be subsequent hearings in June, in July. If we don't have Pastor Abedini out by then, our prayer is, of course, that he's out by then. But if you're watching this right now on television, we're going to encourage you to take action. We do want you to talk to us on air. As I said, Nagmeh's in the studio with us. If you want to talk to her, this is an unbelievably rare opportunity that we're doing this. You call us at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Nagmeh, let me ask you this very quickly to give everybody kind of a sense of what how are your kids doing? How's your family doing in light of the situation with your husband?
They're doing remarkably well, but they're struggling. They're very emotional about it and can't wait till he comes home. They're waiting for that day.
So is this something they're asking about? Are they asking about their dad a lot?
Every day. Every day they see a dad or every day they talk about it. Every bedtime routine, they talk about him. They ask about him, and yeah.
When we come back from the break, I'm going to get more into this, the aspect of this, and a little bit about how Saeed Abedini came to faith in Jesus Christ. You're going to want to hear this, folks. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. Nagmeh's in the studio with us. We want you to give us a call, 1-800-684-3110. If you want to say you're praying for Nagmeh, their family, the pastor, just call us. We'll talk to you on air, 800-684-3110. Let me tell you something, folks. We got people at the UN right now. Sign on to this petition. Save Saeed. .org is an easy way to do it, ACLJ.org, or simply call us at 1-877-989-2255. Nagmeh's in the studio with us. You call right now. Show your support as we work on this emergency relief for this pastor. 800-684-3110 on air if you want to talk to us, or 877-989-2255 to sign that petition. Back with more in a moment. Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Nagmeh Abedini is in the studio with us to talk about her husband's case, talk about how she came to Christ, and we're going to get right into that. But I want to ask you to do something first. Number one, if you want to talk to Nagmeh on air, 1-800-684-3110. If you just want to say you're praying for the family, that's good too. Call 1-800-684-3110. Now, we have lawyers at the United Nations right now. So what we're asking you to do is, we have crossed over 410,000 of you have joined us at SaveSaeed.org or ACLJ.org, signing this petition for Saeed Abedini. There is another hearing in a week. I am setting a very high mark goal, which is to get as close as we can to 500,000 people. But here's what I'd like you to do right this moment. While Nagmeh's in the studio, you go to the phones or go to ACLJ.org and sign that petition, or you call us right now at 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Let me go right to Nagmeh here. Actually, we've got a call coming in from your hometown, or at least your state. Jason's calling on line one. Hi, Jason. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Thanks. Yeah, I just wanted to let Nagmeh know that we're Faith Community Bible Church here in Boise, Idaho, and we have been following you guys, and just want to know our whole church is praying for you this Sunday. We're having a special Sunday service just to pray for you and your family.
We appreciate you calling in, Jason. And let me ask you this, Nagmeh. I know you're getting a lot of emails and a lot of calls, and people say they're praying for you and your family. What does that mean for you? And how is that impacting you?
Well, first I want to say thank you, Jason. It's great to hear from someone from Boise and that your church is praying. But really getting all these messages that people are praying, their pastors talking about it, is really encouraging that our family and Saeed especially is not forgotten, and people are remembering him in prayer and lifting us up in prayer and being supporting us during this time.
Let me ask you this question. And Jordan, I know you've been following this as well. The story of how you came to faith. We'll talk about Saeed in a moment. But you were born in Iran.
Yes.
Let's talk about that and what brought you to faith.
Was born in Iran, lived there till I was about 8 or 9, fourth grade, and grew up right after, actually was born right before, a few years before the revolution, which a lot of people got to see a little bit of it in the Argo movie, and grew up in war. Soon after the revolution, there was a war with Iraq, and so grew up in a war-torn country with missiles and houses being bombed, and I always questioned where God was and who God was and could not connect with him. And we tried, me and my brother, to do the Muslim prayer, which we were being taught at school, and there was nothing, but we had a lot of questions. Because of the war, we came to the U.S., and at that time, my brother, we still didn't have any idea who Jesus was, any ideas, and my brother had a vision that Jesus appeared and said, I am God, and I am the way, the truth, and the life. And he came to me and said, I found him. I found the God we've been looking for. I found them. And so ever since we accepted Christ and prayed and have walked into that amazing relationship.
That's really something. Jordan, I need a question.
Well, and I think, you know, we haven't focused as much on Nagmeh's story as well, which is, like Saeed, a family coming to Christ, a whole family right. coming to Christ, which is important as well. It was you and your brother, but then your parents who followed years later. You were already in the United States, so they had the freedom to believe, but it wasn't the reason why they came. And it took years to a point where even at some points they weren't necessarily happy about your decision to follow Christ. But eventually now you've got both Saeed's family and your family mm-hmm. who, after your decisions, you know, and after you and your brother decided, after Saeed decided, these families who came to know Christ, the entire families.
Because in your family, you're watched closely. It's where all the reality comes out, and right. they would watch us. My parents watched us for 13 years and see if this is real. Is this something that they first thought we were brainwashed by the West and tried to, you know. So, but attracted them, and what attracted Saeed's family was that they saw a real relationship and they saw change since our conversion. And that's what drew them, even though they were very strong Muslims as well.
You know, we've got in the studio with us right now, we're very fortunate to have Nagmeh, Pastor Saeed's wife, in the studio with us talking about her faith. We'll talk about Saeed's faith as well. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to Nagmeh, just let her know you're praying for her and her family. Or if you've got questions, call us, 1-800-684-3110. But do let me ask you to do something else right now. We're over 410,000 signatures on this petition called Save Saeed. We are at the UN literally as we speak, and we've got two opportunities at the UN right now, and then we're going to have two, we'll have additional ones later on. But I want to continue to see this momentum grow. So if you would have not yet signed this petition, and especially when Nagmeh's here, go to aclj.org and sign that petition. Sign your name to it. I'd love to be at 500,000 by the time we have the hearing next week, and I know that's going to be really tough. But that would be quite a statement. And while Nagmeh is here, let's see if we can get this again. It's increasing daily. And a huge thank you for so many of you that have called us. Thank you. And add your name online at aclj.org or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. And while Nagmeh is here, that would be a great time for you to add your name to that petition. Let's go to Rachel. She's calling from Georgia on line 5. Hi, Rachel.
Hi. I just wanted to tell her that I'm a completed Jew, and I have such a burden for Iran and the people there. And I pray for Saeed many, many times every day. Not one morning wakes up that I don't wonder what he's doing at 4 o'clock in the afternoon there. And I know there's lots of people just like me praying for him. And when he gets out, I imagine he'll be astounded at how many people were praying for him.
How does that, again, Nagmeh, the you go through, I'm sure, a whole run of emotions here. How is, I know you're getting a lot of church support. People are praying. Are you feeling those prayers?
It's amazing. And Syed has talked about it, that he feels the prayers. They keep him going. He feels the body of Christ praying for him. And he suffered greatly, but he's encouraged by that. And I've heard so many testimonies, as I just heard, that people get up in the middle of the night and they wonder, is it noon there, and what Syed's doing, and they pray for him, what he's going through. And just for everyone to be thinking about what's happening and continually praying for him is just amazing.
And we know now, too, from the United Nations, we have a guaranteed slot for next week. And that's a big opportunity, I think. You know, that's why we have our team there today. Sometimes they say it's only today, and if you don't get on today, you don't get a speaking opportunity. Now we have a guaranteed opportunity to the point where they're giving us an extra day. If he isn't able to give there's not enough time next week for our representative, who's the European Center for Law and Justice. So that's next week in Geneva. And that gives us another week here to put together the petition, folks. So if you're listening right now, we just heard, now we've got Nagmay in the studio. If it's not real enough for you, go online right now, check Twitter, check Facebook, see the photo. She's right here talking to all of you, and we're getting the UN report as she's sitting here, as we're on air live on the radio. And if you haven't picked up the phone yet to call and join this petition, this is the time to do so. You call right now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign the petition online. And of course, as you know, the prayers matter, the petitions matter, and trust us. And Nagmay, you know this as well from doing so much media we've done together. We haven't been in the same studio much, but to do all the media, we've heard it time and again from those asking the questions, the news teams, the reporters, the anchors on air. They want to know about the petition. They want to know how many people have signed. They want to know about SaveSite.org, and they ask us directly every time.
Yes, and I want to emphasize on that. Not only do we have a week that we would love to see 500,000, but even after that, to right. continue to get the word out, a lot of people have said, well, it's over 300,000. We don't need to sign anymore. No, the more signatures, there's going to be opportunities later on in the coming months. The more signatures, there are more opportunities to present at different events.
And to talk about that, though, we hope that this is over, you know, before it's even on air. I mean, honestly, right, the truth is we have to think that way. And Syed is thinking that way, too. Mm-hmm. It's not a overnight change. He said from the very beginning, this is not going to be a short-term situation. He could tell.
He could tell. He initially, when they were promising him to be out in the first few months, he said, he was able to talk to me. He said, this is going to be a while. They don't want to let me out.
All right, folks, here's what we want to do. We've got Nagmay in the studio. We've got a lot going on. I want to encourage you, if you want to talk on air, talk to Nagmay, talk to us, get updates on the situation, you call us right now at 1-800-684-3110. Now, when you're calling, if you just want to say we're praying for you, we're praying for your family, that's great. 1-800-684-3110. Now, 410,743 of you have signed this petition called Save Syed. You just heard from Jordan. We've got representatives from the ECLJ, that's our European Center for Law and Justice, in right now in Geneva at the UN. We've got another hearing next week where we have a guaranteed oral intervention slot. That's a big deal. We're going to be deploying additional people on that one, believe me. We want to have 500,000 by then, if possible. I mean, God, all things are possible. That would be great. But we've got Nagmay in the studio right now. You go to aclj.org and you sign on to that petition right now. If you're not one of the 400,000 plus that have done so, then do it right now at aclj.org, or you call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org, aclj.org, or 1-877-989-2255. Back with more in just a moment. Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Nagmay Abedini, the wife of Pastor Syed Abedini, is in our studio with us, and we're talking about the pastor's case. We talked about how you came to Christ. What about your husband?
Well, my husband comes from a very strong Muslim family, and he was involved with he was very much involved with his the Islam religion, and very radical. And until he became a Christian, he was 20 years old. It was the year 2000. And he also had an encounter, and from that time, Jesus told him he's coming back soon to go preach the gospel. And so from that day, he started evangelizing and sharing the gospel and starting house churches in the year 2000. So
talk about the I know we're careful on this, but on the house church movement, people are trying to get a sense of what's going on in Iran and believers. Are people coming to faith? Is this a clear move?
Yes, that's why I believe the clergy and the high-up religious leaders see it as a threat, because the Iranian people are so much different than the government. They're very agnostic. They believe there is a God. They're tired of religion, and they're very open to the gospel. And just seeing with Saeed the first few years that the house church movement had started, there was a few thousand that came to know Christ, and it was growing very rapidly.
All right, we've got a lot of calls coming in. I'm going to go right to the phones right now. Our phone lines are 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Summer's calling from South Carolina on line 6. Summer, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hey, I just wanted to let you know, Nagme, that we love you. You are a sister in Christ. We love Saeed. He is our brother in Christ, and we want to see him come home so that he can spread the good news of Jesus Christ. We're praying for you here at Calvary Chapel of Greer in South Carolina, and we will be signing the petition as a whole, as a church body.
Summer, if you could get those in your church to also sign on to that, makes a huge difference, again, and we appreciate you calling in. Now, I'm hoping that by getting these calls, it's going to be an encouragement to you. That's why we decided to have you in
here. It's amazing.
Live.
Thank you, Summer. It was amazing hearing your voice and knowing that I have family in the Carolinas praying for me.
All right, 1-800-684-3110. As I said, Nagme Abedini is in the studio with us right now, and we're talking about Pastor Saeed's case. We're here for an entire half-hour edition. Remember, if you don't get the full hour of J Secular Live, simply if you're on Sirius XM, of course you do. If not, just go to aclj.org. We're streaming it there. You can get it there as well. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to Nagme and our team here. 1-800-684-3110 for your phone calls.
The phone's John is calling in from Colorado. If you want to talk to Nagme, folks, this is an opportunity that won't happen often, even though we do a lot of interviews, and she's done a lot of interviews, to be able to talk to her with words of encouragement. Today is the day to do it, and to keep calling if you want to do so at 1-800-684-3110. John in Colorado on line 2. John, welcome to JSecuo Live. You're on the air now.
Hi, John.
Thank you. I just want to make a comment. Someone called in last week and said what you all are doing is not Christian, but I just disagreed. I want to say Proverbs 24:11 says, "Rescue those who are unjustly sentenced," and goes on. You know, don't try to avoid responsibility. So
exactly.
I just wanted to thank you, Jay, and all the people are doing, and Nagme. God bless you.
And thank you.
So it's all of our responsibility to rescue those who are unjustly sentenced. Mm.
And I believe in Nagme. I know you believe this too. All the interviews, which aren't easy to do, to talk about what's happened to your husband on a daily basis live, but you're given a platform, and the Bible, I think, is very clear. Mm-hmm. When you're given these platforms, when you're given these opportunities, you use your rights. You're here in America. Unlike mm-hmm. many people who are in Iran in these prisons, for Saeed to have a wife and a family here who can go on television and speak the truth, mm-hmm. Speak truth to the world. That's key.
And I've had a lot of people bring up this question. My trust is in the Lord, is in God, but he does, as the body, he wants us to surround each other in the time of need and to be a voice for those who can't be a voice, those who are being persecuted for their belief, and the voiceless and the weak. And so it is our responsibility as the body, as human beings, to stand up and do what's right. We have a God of justice. God cares about justice and what's right. So I have to agree with the caller.
Well, John, thanks for calling in. And I will say this, the overwhelming calls that have come in have been so supportive. We're over, right now, I just got a report, we're just about to cross over into 411,000 signatures online. Folks, and with phone calls, we're probably well over that now. So go to aclj.org. If you are not one of the 410,945 people that have signed this petition, do it right now at aclj.org. That's aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. Let's grab another call before the end of the broadcast. And remember, folks, we're here for a full hour, so keep calling if you want to talk to us on air. And, of course, Sirius XM covers the whole hour. If not, just go to aclj.org. We're streaming there.
Kathy's calling in from Idaho on line 4. Kathy, welcome to JSecio Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi. I just wanted to tell her that we're praying for her family and we're thinking about her and that we love her and the whole family, too.
Thank you, Kathy. And I love you guys. You're part of my family.
You know, that's you know, we're going to talk in the next, I want to talk in the next half hour about how this has impacted you and what, you know, how you're dealing with this. But I want to, again, thank all of our callers that are coming in and appreciate your calling. And Kathy, thank you for calling as well. Again, if you want to talk to us on air, we're going to be here for another half hour. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let's get another phone call.
Let's go to Brian calling from Texas on line 2. And folks, if we didn't get to your phone calls the first 30 minutes, hang on the line. Keep calling 1-800-684-3110. Brian in Texas. Brian, you're on the air. Thanks for calling in.
Hi, Brian.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you that we're praying for you. And every night when I pray with my kids at night, my 8-year-old son Jack says, "Have you heard anything about Pastor Saeed?" Mm. If I tell him no, I haven't heard any updates. We got to find out, Dad. We got to keep praying for them.
I have to say, I was at a preschool recently, and I had preschoolers praying for me, and I was in tears. I have, like your son, 8-year-olds, 7-year-olds coming up and saying they're praying, and it's just the most amazing things, prayers coming out of the mouth of these babes. And please thank your son for me, and tell him we're going to see answers soon. Keep praying.
Let me ask you this, Nagme, and we're going getting up to a break here, but what are you telling your kids?
I tell them not to. You know, these kids have so much hope. They want to hear updates because they expect him to be free tomorrow.
Right.
Is he free yet? And they have so much hope. And I don't take that away from
right.
them. I say, just keep praying. We're going to see. We're going to bring him home.
That's exactly right. And that is the plan, folks. To give you an update, for those that are joining us late, we have lawyers at the United Nations at our European Center for Law and Justice right now. We now know that next week we will actually present oral intervention, oral arguments, if you will, before the UN. Which body will it be before, Jordan? Next
Human Rights Council, the entire Human Rights
the
Council.
The entire Human Rights Council next week, which is a very big deal. And we are guaranteed an oral intervention slot. This is very significant news. So, again, we want to encourage you. I would love to be able to send that team with 500,000 of you going with us. So, folks, if you haven't signed on that petition yet, we're just shy of 411,000. Let's get there before we come back from this next break. Go to aclj.org. That's aclj.org. Sign the petition there. Of course, you can also go to savesaeed.org, either one, or call us right now at 1-877-989-2255. As I said, Nagme's in the studio with us. So, folks, let's get over 411,000. aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. And if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. Lines are jammed right now. They'll open up in a few minutes. But, again, go to aclj.org. Sign that petition while Nagbe's in the studio with us. Or call us at 1-877-989-2255. Back with more in just a moment. Back to the broadcast, everyone. We are taking right now your phone calls as we're talking with Nagme Abedini, the wife of Pastor Saeed Abedini. She's in our media center with us, so we're actually able to take your phone calls and you could talk with her. It's not something we have an opportunity to do often. I am happy to say that I asked that we exceed 411,000 or get to 411,000. I just got a report, 411,006. If I add the phone calls that have come in, we're probably at 411,300 plus. So the goal will be to get to 412,000, and I'm going to try to get it as close to 500,000 as we can. If you're just joining us, next week we have a hearing at the United Nations. We will have a team of ECLJ lawyers. They've been there now, but we're going to be sending an additional team to be deployed on this. This is going to be a big deal before the whole Human Rights Council, so we'll keep everybody posted there. We're also taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Let's take a call right now for Nagme. Jordan, who do we have?
Amber's calling in from Texas on line 3. Amber, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Amber. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on with Nagme.
Hi, Amber.
Hey, it's Amber. I love you so much, and so you know that we're praying for a hedge of protection around Saeed, around his body, and we're praying for his freedom and for favor in front of the UN, and just he's being encouraged by all that's being done. We're just excited to see light being shed on this.
Let me ask you, thank you for calling in, Amber. Let me ask you this, Nagme. Your husband's in this prison. He wrote that incredible letter that we've gotten out. His primary concern is still sharing the gospel. Even with the situation he's in, it's sharing the gospel.
Yes.
How does that make you feel?
Proud. Proud that despite all the pressures he's under, that he's not denying his faith and that he's continuing with what and helping others find hope in the midst of the prison.
You know, it's interesting that because one of the things, of course, they've said, the authorities, Jordan, we know this happens all the time. They'll say, well, if you deny your faith, we're going to get you out of here or you'll be released, which may or may not be true, by the way, even if he did and he won't. But the fact is this is an unusual case for us in that we've had other cases out of Iran. But here they're acknowledging it's because he's a Christian.
The only crime he committed was acting on his Christian faith. And so he's a national security threat to Iran because he acted on the faith that he believed, you know, when he accepted Christ in the year 2000. The charges go back, and we'll talk about this when we come back from the break, but Nagme, the charges go back to the work he originally did. This was, and I think it's trying to scare all of the Christians in Iran mm-hmm. and the people who may be interested in the Christian faith that, you know, you may be 7-8 years and we won't mess with you. But we'll go back to 2001 mm-hmm. when you did some Christian work, and we'll arrest you and tell you, sentence you to 8 years because of that work that you did 10 or 11 years ago.
When the government allowed it at that time, it was not even anything. Illegal. Yeah.
So the national security threat, I asked you this the other day. Is it fair to say that the regime in Iran is afraid of Christians?
Yes, they are. Even though the Christians make it clear that they're not a political people, they're... they follow, you know, they obey the law of the land, but they see him as a threat because they're an Islamic government. And if the people become Christians, then it's harder for them to control the people.
So I hope you realize what Nagme is saying. I mean, it's an Islamic government, and they're afraid that Christianity spreading becomes a political threat to them. Let's very quickly go to Deborah on line 4. Hi, Deborah. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hi. Hi, Jay. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I just wanted to repeat just, as everybody else is saying, Nagme, we are praying for Saeed. We are praying for God's hand on him and just trying to get the word out. And I know that God's going to take care of him. And I know he's going to take care of you. But my concern is also what we can do for Saeed is what I was asking was, how can we help you? You're a wife, a mother, your husband's across the
No, I mean, that's a great... I'm going to actually get into that when we come back from the break. But very quickly, in 10 seconds or so, what's the most important thing people can do for you right now?
Well, I want to say thank you. What you're doing, your love and your prayers is the most amazing thing that's getting us through this. So,
there you
appreciate
have it, folks.
It.
We say often prayer is the most powerful tool, but in fact it is. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to sign on to that petition. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. And if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110. Everyone, we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110, and in the studio with us is Nagme Abedini, the wife of Pastor Saeed Abedini, who, of course, right now is in prison in Iran, and our team at the ACLJ and our European Center for Law and Justice working on this case very aggressively. There will be a major hearing next week, and we'll be deploying a big team from the ACLJ over to work on this situation for the pastor. Let's go right to the phones. We've got a lot of people that have been holding on. Jordan, who do we have next?
Noe calling in from Idaho on line 5. Noe, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Noe. You're on the broadcast, and you're talking with Nagme.
Hi, Noe.
Hey. Hi, thank you for taking my call. I just want to say that, you know, we're praying for you here at Boise Central Assembly, and that, you know, we are the body of Christ, so when you hurt, we're hurting with you.
Yes.
And I just want to tell you that, you know, this thing that's going on, it's more than just this. It's a spiritual war, and they're trying to stop the people of God. But, you know, we're going to prevail. So God bless.
Amen.
You. Love you.
Amen. Thank you. And I love all of you guys. It's such a blessing being part of the body of Christ. Thank you.
Let's go back a little bit here and talk about the arrest and what happened the day when Saeed was arrested. Tell us what happened.
He was it was early in the morning, and it was around 6 a.m. where the five Revolutionary Guards attacked and invaded, raided his house, the house he was staying at with his parents, and they took him. Like,
talk about the Revolutionary Guard so people know what the Iranian Revolutionary Guard is.
They are the more radical group. They're more radical than the intelligence police. They're considered a terrorist group by many many organizations. There was some on Argo. They showed some glimpses of who they are. They're not very logical. They're very they're controlled by the religious leader.
So the Ayatollah controls them.
The Ayatollah controls them, and they're very, very radical Muslims.
Okay. So they pull him out, and what happened then? I mean, was he immediately charged, or did you all know where he went? Or
no, we didn't know where he was for a week. The way he was taken, we were afraid that he was not even alive. We didn't even know where he was, until a week later, where we found out he was taken to Evin prison, when we tried everything we could to find out.
When you found out he was taken to Evin prison, what did that mean to you?
It was hard. Everyone knows. Every time anyone mentions Evin prison, your heart drops. It's the worst prison. His mom, even when they were taking him, said, when the Revolutionary Guards were taking him, said, you take people and they never come back. But Evin prison is known for that, is known for taking people and a lot of people even dying in that prison.
Yeah. And the UN's pointed that out, too, by the way. Let's go right back to the phones, 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, who's next?
Brett's calling in from Pennsylvania on line one. Brett, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Brett. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Hi, Jordan. Hi, Jay. Hello, Nagme. I'd just like to say that even I'm a devout Roman Catholic, and even we are praying for you as a fellow parishioners in Christ as well. And it's very uplifting to see that your husband is still holding true to the faith, just as St. Paul did when he was persecuted and continued to spread the word. And I have a daughter who's 5 years old, near the age of your children, and my wife really helped me to return to the faith and to put my faith back in Christ.
That's so awesome.
Continue to pray for your family.
Thank you. I'm so blessed to know I have brothers and sisters in the Catholic Church praying for me. It's awesome.
Thank you, Brett, for that. We appreciate it. By the way, we've heard from a lot of our friends in the Catholic Church, and I've had priests call me asking about the case, and not just on the media, but around the globe, literally, about this situation. Jordan?
Yeah, it does. This is a message of just, it's freedom and liberty at a baseline. If you're listening right now, and maybe you stumbled across the station, maybe you're not a Christian, but you hear that this is an American. You're hearing from his wife today, who is imprisoned in Iran, facing torture, facing the abuse, physical, psychological, and it's only because of his faith, only because he chooses a faith. I think it's, you know, it's a story that everyone can be involved in, and he knows he's a witness.
Mm-hmm.
He knows his guards, Nagme, know that Christians aren't supposed to fight back.
Yes.
That when they're persecuted, they're supposed to smile, which is something we hear a lot about in Sunday school, but not most Americans will never experience what it means to have to radiate the faith, kind of, that comes right through your face. And he knows that, and mm-hmm. so he's trying every day to be that perfect witness.
Mm-hmm. He knows. He knows they're watching, and he knows God has them there for a purpose. And so I'm glad he has that vision, that he's there for the people in there that might never hear, and that they are watching. And he's talked about them trying to get him angry or wanting to fight back, and he says he won't do it. He knows that that's what they want.
We're going to be taking more of your phone calls with Nagme, 1-800-684-3110. If you've not yet signed that petition, just go to aclj.org. It literally takes seconds. aclj.org. You can call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Back to the phones we go.
Brenda is calling from New York on line four. Brenda, welcome to JSecio Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Brenda.
Hi, Brenda. Wanting to encourage Namat. She sounds strong. And I love your testimony that you understand and you have the encouragement from the children and all around the world. It's wonderful that you sound strong and encouraging. And I will sign the petition. And thank you, Seculos, for standing for the believers. Thank you.
Well, Brenda, listen, thank you for calling. And the fact that you said you're going to sign that petition, get your friends to sign it as well. That's something we need to talk about, utilizing social media here. We certainly are at the ACLJ, but that is, we want to get to... I really am setting a very high goal and a very difficult goal. I'm not pretending it's going to be easy. We're at 411,000 right now. I would like to be as close to 500,000 as possible when we send a team to Geneva next week because we are going. We have been guaranteed an oral intervention. This is a huge development, folks. It has just happened. So we're going to send a team there. I want you to go with us. How do you go with us? You sign that petition at aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. Again, aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Let's go to some more phone calls. Again, if you want to talk to us on air, 1-800-684-3110.
Robert's calling in from Hawaii on line two. Robert, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Robert. You're on the air with Jay and Jordan and Nagme.
Hi, Robert.
Hi, Nagmeet. I prayed for your husband. I lifted him up to God, and God said he will be freed.
Amen.
Your husband is just like Daniel in the lion's den, and Peter in the jail cell. He's going to be freed by God. And you,
Amen.
In a Muslim environment, I grew up in a Buddhist environment. My parents are Buddhists, and God took me away and saved me from the false God. My That's neighbors awesome. Were Christian. They asked my parents if they could take me to their church.
Wow.
And my parents said, yeah, okay, go ahead. Yeah. So at 6 years old, I started to go with the Lord. So
That's awesome.
Not only saved us with Jesus dying on the cross for our sins, but he also takes us out of false gods.
Right.
Amen.
I just want to say that your husband is going to be freed.
Yes, amen.
Well, Robert, we appreciate that. Jordan, I know you want to say something.
And you've talked about this. So the people in Iran
Thanks,
have a deep faith in God. They want to believe in the God. And it's the ability to have that personal relationship that's missing and why there's so many people who are willing to risk their life to find this relationship with God. And they're searching for it because they're so they're brought up to be very spiritual and very faithful people. And they're missing that final connection to the supreme being, if you will. And it's not just coming from your Ayatollah or from your leader of your imam. It needs to come directly to you.
Yeah, and religion's great, but it's not a relationship. It doesn't get you anywhere. And a lot of Buddhists, as we heard, Muslims, they're told what to do and what not to do, but there's no relationship. That we are made for that. We're made to have a relationship with the living God, and that's found in Jesus Christ.
All right, we're going to have another segment coming up with Nagme. If you want to talk to her on air, 1-800-684-3110 is that number, 1-800-684-3110. Let's try to grab one call quickly before the break if we can. Who's next?
Let's go to Henry calling in from New York on line four. Henry's a pastor in Buffalo.
Hi, Pastor. How are you?
Hi, Jay. First, I just want to commend you all as well. I'm always listening to you on the radio. I am also an employee with the government.
Yes, sir.
And I just want to commend you all, and I keep our church following you.
Great.
And trying to support as much as possible.
Thank you.
I hope I don't mess up that name, but I'll say Miss Abedini. I just want to say, we're calling to encourage you, but I wanted to let you know that you're a big encouragement to us.
Thank you.
We have a small church, but I teach all the time that these are the last days, and I listen to Jay and hear a lot of the things that's going on. And it's an encouragement to me to hear that there are Christians that are truly standing up in these last days, and it must take a lot of strength to be able to come on the air and speak with such strength the way that you're doing it. And it's an encouragement to me.
Thank you, brother. You're an encouragement to me. I appreciate it.
All right. Pastor Henry, thank you for calling in. We appreciate those kind words. Keep your church praying for Nagme and her family. We're going to have more of your phone calls when we come back. If you want to talk to us on air, easy to do. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. If you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110. Or call us also to add your name to that petition at 1-877-989-2255. Or aclj.org. That's aclj.org or 877-989-2255. Back with more in just a moment. And welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Nagme Abedini is in the studio with us. 1-800-684-3110 is our phone line, and we want to take your calls. Maria's calling in New York. On line one. Hi, Marie. And again, folks, if you want to talk to us on air, call us right now at 1-800-684-3110. 3110. Maria, welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air with us and talking to Nagme.
Thank you. Mrs. Abedini, God bless you.
Thank you, Marina. God bless you.
Thank you. I just wanted to encourage you and let you know that we have a group of prayer warriors, Christians here in New York City, that are praying for your husband and yourself and your children. And I just wanted to let you know that, you know, we have a big group here that's joining you in your pain and your struggle.
Thank you.
So you're not alone.
Thank you. I love prayer warriors.
Does that mean a lot? And thanks for calling in, Maria. We appreciate it, especially there from New York. Does that mean a lot to you knowing that you've got prayer warriors literally around the globe?
Yeah.
Because I don't think it's just the United States; it's around the globe.
Yes, they. I love my prayer warriors. There's a few in my life, but just hearing that there's prayer warriors, people who just really do cry out and really get things done in the spiritual realm. And also, I just have to say, everyone I hear from and everyone I'm in contact with, I really feel like I'm part of such an amazing family. I really feel blessed to have so much in my family.
I remember one of the first interviews, I think it was with Governor Huckabee, and you said there were kind of two options here for you. You could kind of crawl into a hole and internalize it or speak out if the opportunities were there. And we knew when we talked about this, and it was a decision that we didn't make until 6 months in to this, that we didn't. You know, you don't want to have to do, but when you're ready to do it, this is an opportunity that you knew you had to follow through with. That there were really two options are to stay in the corner or to speak out.
Or even there was a lot of time spent in prayer or even just pray and just, you know, a lot of people say, why are you trusting in other things? You can just pray. But the Lord really led me that with the media and with speaking out that this is, as one of the callers mentioned, this is what he wants. He wants us as a body to speak out and do all we can to help and to do what's right.
And let me tell you about speaking out. We're broadcasting out of our media center today. We're thrilled that our television audience is with us. But in this media center, our location, we have access to some incredible Christian artists, country artists, musicians, and they came out in full force for Pastor Saeed Abedini. I mean, in ways we could never have imagined. Just take a listen.
I'm Kevin Max of Audio Adrenaline.
I'm Stephen Curtis Chapman.
I'm Toby Mack.
I'm Michael W. Smith.
I'm Michael Tate from the Newsboys.
I'm Bart Millard from Mercy Me.
I'm Josh Turner.
I'm Julia Ross from Everlife.
I'm Natalie Grant.
I'm Rhett Walker from the Rhett Walker Band.
Hi, folks. I'm Ricky Skaggs.
I'm Charlie Daniels.
Hello, this is John Foreman from Switchfoot.
I'm John Cooper from the band Skillet.
Join us as we petition and pray for the release of Pastor Saeed.
Sign our petition at SaveSaeed.org.
I always say at conferences that silence is a weapon of mass destruction. Basically, when you're silent in face of injustice and horrible crimes against humanity, in this case, mass torture, mass arrests, mass executions, you know, you name it. When you remain silent, when you know about it and you remain silent, you're a bystander. And to be a bystander in a situation like that is unforgivable. One needs to stand up and to speak out against atrocities like these.
Your signature could save Saeed's life.
Save Saeed.
Well, there you have it. This is, of course, when we were able to get all these artists in, it was just an incredible thing. And how did that make you, what was your sense as you got word that all of these well-known Christian artists and country artists were coming out and supporting you and your husband?
I was shocked and blessed. And it's amazing that we have so many voices. And praying that there would be more, but just amazed that so many people have spoken.
They have, and they continue to do so. Let's go right back to the phones, 1-800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, who's next?
Jim in Florida on line 3. Jim is on the broadcast now. Welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Jim. You're on the phone with us and on the air with us with Nagme. Go ahead.
Thank you. Hi, Nagme. I just wanted to call in to just tell you that we love you and your husband and your children so much, and we're praying for you. And he has been such an inspiration. Matter of fact, a few weeks ago, I actually had a dream, and I was being persecuted and threw in jail. And in my dream, I was in the jail cell, and I was actually praying for your husband. And God has just really been, through him, touching our lives such an inspiration, just taking that stand for the Lord, and I really believe that through him that God is really starting a fire and really bringing passion and a new zeal to a sleepy church. especially in America and around the world. And really, God is really just moving upon me, and just so blessed and honored to speak with you. And please be encouraged, and we love you so much, and we will not stop praying.
There you go. And Jim, don't stop praying. But that is that's a critical part of all of this, Nagme, is the continued prayers of everybody.
And I have to say, I'm very thankful for that. But I have to say, he is standing up, and we're standing up with him when we voice our concern and take action. So
let's go right back to the phones, Jerome, see if we can get a couple more calls in.
Sherry calling in from California, online too. Sherry, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, you guys. Nagme, I just, I also pray for you and your family many times a day, as so many of us do. But I just wanted to tell you, sister, that just like Esther, you were such a time as this, and so was your precious husband. And hearing your testimony today of how you both came to faith in Christ, you know, just think about how many Muslims here in America who are the true and living God have heard that. Yes. And you know, just like Joseph in the Old Testament, what they meant for evil, I know God will turn for good.
Amen.
And I just wanted to encourage you and tell you that, you know, this is no surprise to God, and just cling to him, and let's just watch and see what God does.
Thank you. I agree with you. He's using this for his glory. Thank you.
And we know as well, folks, and Saeed knows this, Nagme, that there are people in the prison, in fact, he's met them for the same reason, who may not be spoken about as much, who may not have a wife here in the United States that can come on a radio broadcast and talk to people who grew up here, and to speak out and exercise what it means to have freedom and liberty on his behalf, but that it's really speaking up for thousands of people who are persecuted in Iran and in around the world every day because of their Christian faith.
Yeah, my hope and prayer is that by me speaking out, where I'm actually speaking out for other persecuted believers.
Let me ask you this, Naomi, just a few seconds here, but I want to get this from you. You're talking to people all over the world, over a million people right now. What do you say to them, these folks that are listening right now?
That if you're a believer, that as my sister just mentioned, that I pray that you would have a new fire and zeal for Christ in your life, and you would just stand up for him where it's difficult, be it prison or be it just being rejected in society, which is a form of persecution. And if you're not a believer, I just pray, if you're Muslim or Buddhist or whatever you are, that you know deep in your heart that you're not fulfilled, that there's something missing. And I just pray that you would just try Jesus, not him and how others have represented him, unfortunately, but really just Jesus and how real he is. And that my prayer is that you would come to know him.
Thank you, Nagme Amedini. Be in prayer for her, her family, and her husband, of course. And be in prayer for our legal team as we're about to go off the air and make some big decisions about what happens next week at the United Nations. We've got a very unique opportunity, and we are going to walk through that as we do here at the ACLJ. That's going to do it for the broadcast today. Again, thanks to our television audience for being here as well. If you want to sign on to that petition and haven't done so, it's easy to do. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org, or 877-989-2255.